She'll be one later in life. So she's macho men. Men are coming to live with her now. So for sure there's a svara that a girl should be killed if she's a ben sarah murderer. Elo, what can I do? Gzeras hakosavi, ben v'loy bas. I thought I'd speak out that the special gzeras hakosavi that the pasha of ben sarah murderer is only to a ben and not to a bas. Now the Mishnah says, me'ei mosai chayif. When does the boy, what does he have to do to make him into a ben sarah murderer? Not only that he doesn't listen to his parents, he has to be a rebellious son also, but he has to do something wrong. What does he do wrong? He eats too much. He has to eat a half of a mono, that's a 50, I think it's a weight of 50 shkolim of meat, certain amount of meat. The yishte chatzi lug yain, he has to drink a half of a lug of wine, hoitalki. Hoitalki is very chosh of a wine. Rashi says, toiv, umulu, it's very good. Umamshech basrei. The story is, if we see him eating this good stuff, this good meat, and this good wine, we see he goes after his food. So he'll go further and further after his taivis, till eventually he'll come to steal from people and come to kill people. Now, Rabbi Yisrael know a little bit more he has to eat. Monobos, he has to eat twice as much, a bigger portion of meat. The lug yain and a double portion of wine, not a chatzi lug, but he has to drink a whole lug of wine. Our case of kiddush is always a revi'at halug. Let's say that's a question. Let's say 3 ounces or 4 ounces. That's a revi'at, it's a quarter. So a lug is 4 times that. So 16 ounces of wine, that's all. No, not much. He drank 16, or some sheet is only 12 ounces of wine. He drank 12 ounces of wine, had a nice big piece of meat, not so big, huh? Right. Ocho, what's going to be the... What? I think some say a pound and a half. Yeah, not so much, huh? Not so much. Okay. Ocho, let's go. Ochal b'chaburas mitzvah. Let's say the boy ate this by a bris milah, by a chaburas mitzvah. He went to a sudas mitzvah. He went to a bris milah. He went to. He ate there. He doesn't become a ben sarah murderer. Now, if it was done by through a mitzvah, he's not going to be moshe. Keep on going after more and more. He had a head. There was a mitzvah now. Ochal b'ibra chodesh. Even less of a sudas mitzvah. When he used to make an ibra chodesh, when Bezda would make the next day rosh chodesh, he used to make a small sudas. We'll see in the Gemara. He only had a little bit of bread there. That's all. Just this boy brought along his meat and wine there. But since he drank it by a ksas to the smitzvah, again, he's not a ben sarah murderer. Ochal maise sheni b'yushlayim. He had money of maise sheni that brought to Yushlayim, and with that money he bought wine and meat. Again, he's not a ben sarah murderer. Since it's a ksas mitzvah to take the money of maise sheni and redeem it and eat it in Yushlayim, that's again a ksas mitzvah. Ochal the veil to treifus shkos remoshim. Let's say ye treifus. The meat that he ate was treif. Also, he does not become a ben sarah murderer. We say it's an avera, he won't be moshech after this. It's not such a good eating. It's not a geshmak eating if it's nevelis. Yeah. Ochal, the Mishnah, the parenthesis is, Ochal tevel or maister rishon shlenot to trumosi ye tevel or maister rishon, but the truma he didn't take off yet, trumas maister, or else, here's in parentheses, because really you can't have meat from this. Like our Mishnah says, he has to eat meat. That's why it's in parentheses. But the same svara. The svara, the Mishnah says, the klal is, what? Ochal, the Mishnah says, the klal is, ochal dovishu mitzvah. We eat something that's a mitzvah to eat it, or else the dovishu avera, something that is an avera involved, he does not become a ben sarah murderer. There are reasons why he's eating it, we do not see him just go after his own lust, his own desire to eat. But Ochal Kol Michael, if he ate a lot of food, he had a big meal there, he stuffed himself up. But Loyachal Bosse did not eat meat by the meal. Rel Shosa Komashki drank a gallon of beer. But Loshosa Yain, he did not drink the wine. And Anasa Ben Saramara did not become a Ben Saramara. Ach Yoichal Bosse Vishti Yain, nothing there. Because a Ben Saramara is only if he drinks this lug or chatzi lug of wine, and he has to eat this big portion of meat. Now, Shinam the Pasuk says, Zoyla, which means meat, Vesoyvei means wine. V'yafo pisha in Rela Dover is not a clear proof. What does this Pasuk mean, Zoyla Vesoyvei? But Zeichla Dover, have a little proof, a little Zeicha there is. Shinam the Pasuk says, Althi Vesoyvei Yain, to not be Vesoyvei Yain, it means people drink a lot of wine, and Vesoylei Vosor Lomoy. A Pasuk in Mishle. So you see, Zoyla goes upon meat. So that's the Pasuk, Zeila v'Zaveya, he ate a lot of meat and he drank a lot of wine. For these two, he becomes a Ben Sarah murderer. The terrorist saw such a son is eventually going to end up to kill people, so kill him now and don't let him live. Omer Rebbe Zeira, Tatimar Ze'en Yedeyamar. I don't know how much Shemit is this. What's this cheshbon in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, or Tatimar? Elamitoich Shekoflu Rebbe Yosi. B'yayin, I see Rebbe Yosi argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says it's a chatzi lugyayin, and Rebbe Yosi says, no, it's a lugyayin. If so, nimsa kaifol after basar. So I see Rabbi Yossi's shear is twice as much as the Tanakama. So if Rabbi Yossi says it's a mona of basar, so if nimsa comes out, that tatima chati mona. That's why not the Tanakama shear, but tatima was the portion, a half of a mona. A half of a pound and a half. A pound and somewhere there. A chati mona. Omar Rav Chonon bar Molda. Omar Rav Huna. He's only chayiv if this boy goes and buys the meat at a cheap price. Then we'll say he'll keep on buying it. But if he gets a raw deal, if he buys it at an expensive price, we say he's not going to keep on doing this. He'll become broke himself. He won't buy meat at an expensive price. He'll only keep on doing it if he got a cheap place to get his meat. He won't be able to keep on doing it. He won't have money to buy it. He can't afford it. He won't be able to afford it, right. But she says, Yayin Bezul, Abu Biyakya Leishchiach Le Mois, Lignet Kulihai. He won't have so much money to buy the meat, so he won't eat so much. So how come he gets a good price? But Yayichu Yayin Bezul, he gets a good price of his wine also, Vishta. The Pasuk says, Zoyla Vizoyve. So Rashi says, Zoyla Vizoyle, Zoyle, cheap. Vizmachta Lemilsu. It's only exhausted, it's smachta, because really the word Zoyle goes upon meat, and not just cheap. Vyomer Rav Chonin Bar Molda. Omar Rav Huna, Eina Chayev at Sheyecho Bosachai. He's only Chayev if he eats the meat raw. He has to eat it raw. The Yishta Yain Chayin, he eats the, drinks the wine when it's very raw, very strong. Rashi says, Yain Chayin Mamshech, it'll make you drink more and more. If they Shem Meshubachu, it's very strong wine, like you drink booze. Well, the common look you law, the Mazib Le Mazib. Soon we'll see it doesn't really mean raw. It has a little, it's diluted a little bit. If we have our regular table wine that's already diluted, that you don't go after, you don't get addicted to it too much. So if the boy drinks diluted wine, that will not make him into a Ben Saramara. Now, for the Gemara, it's not this way, it's not like you're saying, the Harabah of Rabbi Yosef, the Armut Tavar, they both say, if he eats raw meat, or he drinks raw wine, not like you. He does not become, he will not go after this type of eating or drinking. So I'm Ravina sounds like this, true. Yain Chai, that's what I meant to say, raw wine he is, that means mozik v'loy mozik. True, it's not completely raw, but it's only a little bit diluted. It's still strong stuff. So therefore, if he drinks the real strong wine, he'll go after that. Then he'll become a Ben Saramara. Bosachayos, that's what I said, raw meat, I don't mean completely raw. But boshel v'loy boshel, it's a little bit done. It's half done. That's Michael Drusoy. It could be. Could be a third or a half done, it could be. And the svar is, a boshel v'loy kibosa kiba. It's like roasted meat that's just charcoaled on both sides, like burnt on both sides. The achli ganvi. Ganovim have no time to sit down and eat. They're too busy robbing, stealing. So they take a fast bite, like you say. So a fast bite is just, it's a half done. That's the Gemara on Shabbos. Kamaichu ben Jerusoy. If you eat the food half done, that's a ganav. He has no time to sound teeth. He's in the middle of robbing. He's on the go. So he can only have a halfway done. That's the Ben Saramara. He's on the go. He's on the go. He has to steal more money to get more meat. So he can't eat too much. Trashi kivi b'chavim yevduch v'yafrin. Yeah, alright. Right. Rabov, Rabbi Yosef, the Armut Tavar, they both say, Ochal basa maliach, if he eats salted meat, v'shasa yain migitai, or if he eats fresh wine just out of the vat, and nasa ben saramur, does not become a ben saramur. Rashi says again, loy choshev is not so, choshev is not important, not so good, this wine, v'loy mamshech, will not addict him to drink more. Same thing, salted meat means fresh meat. As soon as you shecht like, you want to preserve it, they used to salt it. So, that's true. But extra, you put an extra amount of salt to preserve it. So it's fresh meat, it's not such good yet, you won't become addicted to it. Tanan Hossim learned like this. He said, if you eat basam aliyach, or you drink yain megita, you do not become a ben saramara. Tanan Hossim learned over there, Gemara and Tainis, that says,
Erev Tishabov, the special locha, lo yachol adam shtei tashilim. But a suda samasekes, you cannot eat two portions, two different types of foods. Two shtei tashilim. For lo yachol bosom lo ishtu yayin. Mikar adin, you cannot eat wine, or drink wine, or eat meat, only on Erev Tishabov itself. That the we stopped in 9 days, that's a minig. The mikar adin is only on Erev Tishabov itself. And by the suda samasekes. Now, but Tony, we learned like this. Ochal oichol abel. Tana, abel oichalu basam liach. But he's allowed to eat salted meat. Vishoysa yain megiti, he's allowed to drink wine from the vat. So you see what? These things are not choshev. So why do you say it becomes a ben sarimur if he eats this? You see, it's not choshev of meat. It's not choshev of drinking. So why do you say he should become a ben sarimur? Yeah, vishoysa yain megiti, yeah. So when it says basam aliyach at kama, till how long is the meat still called basam aliyach? It's not so good. Omer Rav Chanina bar Kana calls the man shuka shlomim. That means 2 days and one night. Rosh Shloyov or Olav zman achila shlomim. Shna yom v'lay lechod adayim b'lech lusay hu v'leikri maliyach. That's not called real salted yet. O mesamech et alev, it makes you happy. The siv is avuach shlomim v'yachal tushom zman to alma bar simchu. It only makes you happy, that meat, the first 2 days. After that, then it's called salted milk. That's called already, the meat is preserved already for more than 2 days. Then the meat is salty, the meat is not so good anymore. So that's what I said, so it's true. The first 2 days, even though the meat is salty, he would become a ben. So that's what I meant to say. He'll become a ben Sarimur if he eats it during the first 2 days. But if he leaves it more than 2 days, that meat you will not eat on Erev Tisha B'Av, and that meat true you will not become a ben Sarimur. The yain migitoy at kama, how long is the wine still cold fresh from the vat? Kol zaman shutoisis. Kol zaman is starting to ferment, so you can say it's 40 days. Rashi shu noishech begoren machma shu machmit. It's like fermenting now. It's not good wine. The first 40 days. For a tani we learned yain toisis. Ain't by mishum gilui. If you have this fermented wine, there's no issa gilui on it yet. If you leave it uncovered, because the snakes will not drink from it. The kama tsosai, how long is this? Oh, shloshiyom, only 3 days. Hokimai, how long here also? How long is fresh wine, not sitted wine to make the boy a ben saramara? Hosa mishum simchu. So kol zman shu kishlomim na mi yispe simcha. Any little bit, he will not go after it. The yayin ad mem yayin. Yayin means the first 40 days. The first 40 days, that wine is not so good yet, so therefore he does not become a ben sarimura. The first 40 days, the wine is fermenting, it's not strong wine yet, he doesn't go after it, he doesn't become a ben sarimura.
It's either the wine or the meat, or it has to be a combination
of both. What?
It's either the wine.
Right. Why does Hashem create wine in this world? For two reasons. Elonachem Avelim, somebody that's feeling low, to bring him up to Menachem and Ovel. Or the Shalem Sochel Rishoyim, or else for the Rishoyim, they should get their payback, enjoy themselves in this world, in order that they'll get their punishment in the next world. Shneim HaPosik says, Tenu Sheikha Le'oivad, give wine, strong wine, Le'oivad, somebody that's feeling bad. The yain lamar loivim means to rishoyim, they'll be destroyed. The yain lamar nefesh, and give wine to people that feel bad to a novel. Omer of Yitzchak, mind as it was the pasuk say, al tera yain kisodim, do not see the wine because it makes you red. Means al tera yain, do not go after wine. Shemadim pneim shom rishoyim berlam azir, it makes rishoyim's face nice and red. They fill themselves up with wine, have a good time here, berlam azir. But Omal bin Pineim Lelam Abor will only make their face nice and pale in Lelam Abor. Rava says, what does the post mean? Al Teru Yayin, do not see the wine. Ki Yisadim will make you red. Al Teru Yayin, do not go after wine. Sheach Rifay Dam will only make you shikr and you come to kill people. Stay away from wine. It means too much wine. Rav Kana has a Fasira. Siv 1 Posuk says, Sirosh, the Karinon Tirosh. So what does that mean to say? The wine, we call wine tirosh, and we read it tirosh, which is rosh, means like becoming poor. So zocho nas rosh. If you drink wine the right way, then it'll make you better, you'll become ahead. Loi zoch, if you drink too much of it, it'll make you shikur, then nas rosh, you become a poor person. You lose yourself. Rav has a question like this. See, the pasuk says Yisamach, the Karinan Yishamach with the shin. We read it. So Zocho Mesamchay. If you drink wine the right way, it'll only make you happy. Good. Loi Zochi. You have too much of it. Mishamamuhu. It'll make you desolate or mishamim you. Behindu. That's what the behindu diyama Rava. Chamra wine. The Reichna and spices. Pikhin made me smart. As he drank the right amount of wine, for him it made him happy, made him smart. Omar Rav Amram, Braid Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Omar Rav Chanina. Midas, what does the Pasuk say in Mishlei? Lemi Oi. To who is Oivei like? Lemi Oivei. Or who is Asaro? Lemi Minim. That means Lemi Siach. Lemi Pitzoyim. Who has all these bad things? The Pitzoyim Chinam. Lemi Chaklilos. They know him who has their white eyes. Lema'achrim aloyoyim, people that wait and hope to get wine. Laboyim, lachkor mimsoch, that they're waiting for the wine to come, and because this they become sick. Means, kiosir, when you want too much wine, it's no good. Kiosir, avdimi, yom, amri, marov, the tenor, it's Israel, hi. The kids heard that this pasuk said in Marava, that I call this pasuk man the darasim reisha sefer yudashin from the reisha to the back. It's good a midrash yudashin that way or misayful reisha midrash. That means the people that are waiting for wine that will make them sick. Yudashin in both ways. People become sick because they're waiting for wine, or they're waiting for the wine that made them sick. Dorish uba galila made a drasha. That Yud Gimel Vovin Nemru B'Yam. It's like 13 extra vovs. It says in the parsha of wine. It says Vayochel Noyech Ishra Adama V'Yita Kerem V'Yesht Min Ayayin Vayishka V'Kem Shikam Vayiska B'Soichol. He uncovered himself. Vayarchom Avi Kinan Eser Basovi V'Yagad L'Shneyachav Bachutz Vayikar Shem V'Yepes Es Asimlo V'Yesimu Ashkem Shneyem Vayech Lachronis V'Yichas V'Eser Basavim Upneyim Vayikas Noyech Woke Up. You know what the younger son did, what Chum did to him. So now, what did he do to him? So if you count him, it's Samdi 13. There, right, there's an extra one there that doesn't count. Rav Shmuel, Chadom Asirso. What did Chum do to Noach? Some say he castrated him, seriously. The Chadom, some say Rav. No, he had Mishkav Zocha with his father. Man, the Yom Asirso, he castrated him. Mitoch Shekil Loib Ravi. Since that Chum stopped Noach from having another son, Noach had three sons so far. So this stopped him from having a fourth son, therefore Kilab Revi. That's why Noach gave the curse to Canaan, which was Chum's fourth son. It's very good. But a man, the Yoma, Rava, that Chum, lived, had Mishkav Zocha with his father. So Gomar, Uman, the Yoma, Rivoi. How do you know that? Gomer says here, Vayar Vayar, Ksivacha, Vayar Chom, Avi Kanan, as there was other, Ksivacham, Vayar Roysom Shchem Ben Chamor, that Shchem Ben Chamor saw Dina, and he lived with her. So it means there a Mishkav, here also it means a Mishkav. Now, Bishlaim Laman Diyam Esir Soi Mishumachi, Kil Leib Revi, like I said before, if he castrated him, that's why it's good why Noach cursed Chom's fourth son, because you stopped me from having a fourth son. El Laman Diyam, a Ravoy that Chom, lived with his father, my Shino Revi, Hak Notayu Bahadei, he should have cursed Chum himself. Why did he wait to curse only his fourth son, Canaan? And the more true, who Vahor Hevi? They were both there, in the family, he meant to curse both of them. Okay. Means both of them. Yeah. Right, the Pasuk says, Vayochel Noyech Ishadoma, Noyech now was called an Ishadoma, Vayita Kerem, and he planted a vineyard, he planted grapes. Before Noach was an Is Tzadik, now he became an Ish Adama. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Ukva, V'yam Milo Mar Ukva, Omer Rav Zakai. Omer Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a complaint against Noach. Noach, Loi Hoyu Lecho Luma Miyodim Rishon. You should have learned from Adam Rishon that Shaloi Gorim Loi Elo Yayin. What made him drink from the Eitz Hadas? What made him do it? It was the wine. In other words, command the Yom Ois Ilon, Shachar Menu, Adam Rishon Geffen Hoye. The command Yom that the Eitz Hadas was the vines, was a grape. So, Adam Rishon did a chet because of the grapes. Therefore, you Noach, when you came out of the Teva, the first thing you planted should have not been wine, you should have planted something else. The Tanoim, the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Meir Vayimer Ois Ilon, Shachar Adam Rishon, Mimenu Geffen Hoye. The Eitz Hadas was the vines, were grapes.